I guess it's my uterus. Well, it was a tumor on my uterus. And they said it was the size of a softball, and it was going to continue to grow. They wanted to remove it. I didn't want to have it removed. So I've been praying for years for God to just remove this. So I went, last year, and they didn't give me a report of how big it had grown, but I know it had grown because I had told Al recently when I bent over, I have a pain, and I could feel like you have this pressure inside of you, but you can't touch it, and it just gradually would come back up. And I don't know if it's pressing against my organs or I don't know what was happening with it. But anyway, I could feel this pressure, and it was starting to really kind of bother me. And I said, okay, Al, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and get this surgery done, which I didn't want to have done. And I've been praying. I said, Lord, when I leave this world, I don't want to leave here with anything, any parts of my body missing. That's just me personally. And so anyway, I've been praying about it and praying. And on the 21st, that was Friday morning, I believe, I was in the bed that morning, had a dream, and during this dream, I ain't gonna go into detail and tell all the dream, but during this dream, an angel of the Lord came to me, and it was like a quietness. Well, I was quiet because in the dream, pastor said, be quiet, be quiet. She was ready to go forth to minister, and you know, me and Brittany was kind of whispering. And anyway, I was like, well, I better be quiet because I want to be obedient. So as this dream was going on, there was this angel on the right side of me. I knew it was an angel because she was dressed in white and she had long black straight hair. And anyway, as the person up there was talking, the pastor was getting ready to go forth, this angel had her hand on the front of me and the back of me. And I just gradually looked and I saw this being on the right side of me, and I could feel radiation. It was like a sensation just going through my body. And I smiled and I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I laid there. I said, Lord, I'm going to lay here till you just complete and do whatever you have to do for my uterus. And I was out, and this same feeling came over me. And you know how when the Lord said, well, you know how you try to try things. So I turned over. I tried to put it up again, and it fell back down. I said, Lord, thank you. I know that, you know, to do my prayer time, and I was still weak. My whole right foot. And I just thank and praise God because I got my miracle. I was one of them. I don't know who else, but I thank and praise God because I know it was him. It was, he came. I said, Lord, thank you. You came in my room. Nobody touched me. Nobody did nothing. Nobody said nothing. And I wasn't even able to say nothing. I shut my mouth and I just thank God because the Lord knows. And the minister said to me a long time ago, when God is speaking to you, be quiet. Don't, in other words, disrespect and talk while God is talking to you. So be quiet. So in that quietness, the angel of the Lord was just moving. And I just thank and praise God and just for giving me the strength to get up and tell you all, because at first I was so emotional. I've been praying through the morning, last night, Lord, please help me to tell my testimony without just breaking down. But I thank and praise God. He helped me get through it. I thank him, praise him for the miracle that he gave me. And I just want to let y'all know I'm one of them. I don't know who else, but I know he said miracles. So somebody else is in store for a miracle. So I just thank and praise God for mine.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He's a miracle worker, a way maker. Man, when you don't think he ain't doing nothing, he's doing everything for you. My God, he's a good God. We ought to give him some praise, some more praise. God deserves some glory. He deserves some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like she said, she's just one of them. One. There is many more to come, if you can believe it. At this time, we're going to prepare the tithes and offerings. Bring your tithes and your offerings this morning. And folk that don't know God, they look at you like you crazy. What you mean, God good? And you're going through all of that. So God is a good God. He's a great God. But, there's a but. But my God, he's a jealous God. He's tired. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning, but God is, he's tired. And I don't know why God always got me in these prophets. He gonna speak through me one day through these prophets. But God is a good God, but God is tired of what is going on. If we tired of seeing what's going on, God surely got to be tired of what he's seeing and what he's hearing. He don't have to send no angels down here to see if what's going on. He sees what's going on down here in this world. It is a wicked, untoward generation. I mean, you can't hardly find no righteous. Thank God. You know, we got a few righteous, and God see a few righteous and still sparing us. And he's still good to this country, still good to us, to our children, you know, our families. He's just a good God, like we say, but God is just really getting tired of what's going on. And don't think for one moment. You know, I tell my children all the time, they always bragging on the United States. And I love our country, but I love God more. Yes, they always bragging about what the United States have in their arsenal against us. I say, man, that so many times that there were great nations that God took some. God is getting tired of what's going on around here. And I'm going to read one or two verses of chapter 8 in Amos. Amos 7 and Amos 8. God, you know, we're not appointed unto wrath. We all should know that. The thing I do believe that we are appointed to chastisement. This is what's on the table this morning. You know, this is what's on the table. You know, I think he's tired of what he's seeing and what we are doing. And yes, brother, we can do much more than what we are doing. But we say God ain't pleased with that. Well, Father, only in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, for our pastor, Lord, our leader, the shepherdess of this church, God. We thank his people. And I pray, Father God, that you would speak through me, God. Lord God, use me to your word, God, not my words. These are not my words, God. Your word, God, will fall on good ground, go into the spirit of man, God. I ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And like I said, I'm going to read that chapter, just try to lay a foundation. What God at the picture, good enough with my words. But if I read it to you, you should get a good understanding of what God is saying. So the very first showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning. It was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that when the end of eating of the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented the Lord. Thus had the Lord God showed unto me. And behold, the Lord God called and did eat up the part, eat up a part. Then said I, O Lord, Jacob, arise, for he is small. The Lord, said the Lord God. Thus he showed me, and behold, in his hand. God, get ready to measure some things out here. God going to measure this church folk by this plumb line. He going to see if you line up or not. Brother Al, church, what seest thou? I said, a plumb line. In the midst of the people Israel, I will not again pass by them anymore, shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the pass by him, them, us anymore. He ain't talking about that old gentle Savior. Leave this blessing. God said he tired of looking at what I'm, he tired of seeing what, and I haven't forgot it. No more excuses. The word of the Lord came. No more excuses. God said, I'm not going to pass by here, but this time it's going to be with a rod. You know, he going to stop by here. And that's your blessing too. That's a blessing. That ain't going to let you do what you want to do. Go the way that you want to go. That rod and whoop your behind. The Bible tells me, I don't know what your Bible reads. It said, beat them. That's what the word said. Beat them. God is going to go from hell, he said. That's what the word says. So God is getting tired. I can't. And the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired to bear all his words. For thus Amos hath led away captive out of their own land. Here it is, this land cannot bear these words. What this and the children, the people, God, people of God gonna be led into captivity. What we gonna do with this dude? See you coming with this kind of word, they probably feeling the same way. Don't nobody wanna hear this. We come to hear that God is gonna lift you up, God gonna give you a house, he gonna give you this. We're acting up right now. You know? That's why one of the men of the Bible said, you know, it's enough going on, not just in me, but in my daddy's house too. If I can see that they're acting up, I know you ain't pleased, God. God ain't pleased with this. Here he is talking. They Muslims. I wouldn't be calling folk out of their name, brother, pastor. You know, we're talking about how faithful these people are to somebody that's not a God. Somebody that can't hear me, somebody that can't even come visit them. I mean, they are faithful to whoever they praying for. I can't watch for an hour. Jesus said, come on, y'all. Come on, go with me. Watch with me for. And I know you all said you seen the people too. I'm riding up Highway Sedway. Noon, high noon. All of them up on the hill. Searching for whoever on a Wednesday. A Friday, oh, I got this to do. I got that to do. You know, I'm tired. You know, Pastor, I can't come. Maybe next time. Where is our faithfulness? Where is our due diligence? Huh? That can't do nothing for them. And we trying to give them. We supposed to be trying to give them. I passed them. It just made me jealous. I'm telling. It made me jealous, and it made me ashamed. Saying that you're not doing, but God gave me this to tell you. And none of this is written down. I got a lot of story. And not taking it over. We're giving it to them. We're handing it over. Under within myself. Lord, is this the land of the milk and honey? We are flowing with milk and honey. We are blessed people over here. But we take, use not my money, not your money. We don't use. We go and bear it. We don't do right by it. Upset at myself too, because I say, Lord, I'm right in the midst of this thing. You know, I do what I think I need to do. I try to make it supposed to be it. If I think God said it, then Lord, I'm going to act on it. And I'm looking for some results. I'm looking for a return. I am. When I see, when God called the church up for their miracle, I could have stepped right to, well, Lord, you ain't talking about me. She got a miracle, and I believe he got his too, because he ain't been hollering about his stomach no more, his head no more. Bro. We've been there before. You know, sometimes you just got to look at him like, well, Lord, is this? He just pulling one over on me. You know, you try to, you know, look at him. Come on now, you know God don't like that. Try to do everything you try to do to deter him. Here this man come in, and as Ezra said, look, he said, you going 12 says, also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go. We don't want to hear nothing you got to say. You know, go. We don't want, look, prophesy to us now. You know, Paul told Timothy that look, in the last days, we don't want you to tell us the truth. You go and eat bread and prophesy that stuff somewhere else, brother. Prophesy. Not again anymore. at Bethel, for it is the king. Then answered Amos and said, Amaziah, y'all a prophet's son, but I was a herdman, and y'all better say it. Well, y'all can't say it. He can't say it. I was on business. I was sitting up in the club, pretending like I was getting. I wasn't no prophet. My daddy wasn't no prophet. My mama wasn't now. You know, I was just following the sheep. You know, gathering this sycamore, this field, and told him, so look, you go and prophesy to these folk. When God get a hold of you, you don't know, he ran the opposite way. So you can run all you want. You can run a sphere, you can go in space, but you can't hide from God. You're going to do what I want you to do. Ain't nothing going to happen to you until you do it. Then you can go about your business if you want to. Follow God then. You're going to be saying, God, speak to me some more. Speak to me some more. Do it again. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock unto my people Israel. God is trying to tell us something, saints. God don't want us hurt enemies' devices. God is trying to warn us. Now, therefore, hear thou the word. Drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore, said the Lord. I mean, this church needs some heavy stuff. Man, we've been rubbed and pampered and brought to the house of God. Some hard sayings need to be brought to the house of God. Some stuff that'll make you tomorrow or next week. But after that word, the truth fall, because the truth is going to make you other stuff. But the truth is going to make you free, and the truth is going to bring you back next Sunday. Thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters and thy land shall be divided by line. And thou shalt die forth of this land. They surely should go, he said. Ain't no if, ands in Amos 8. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me. Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basking is come upon my people of Israel. I will not hear more. Saints of God, again, God is tired. Some 6-year-old baby then got shot. Some 9-year-olds, all these kids, they ain't got nothing inside of them, no conscience at all. But the new, you know, it just makes you feel like, okay, well, this is the norm. Ain't no, not just a 6-year-old. Ain't nobody supposed to lose their life. Blood on our hand. He said, look, what do you see? He said, I see a basket of summer fruit. God is referred to this people, his church now, his beloved pastor, as a summer fruit. Now, what do you think about summer fruit? When you think about summer fruit, a basket of summer fruit. We had a basket of fruit. I should have brought me a prop. A basket of summer fruit. These flowers and all of that stuff. You know, you think about an apple, orange, banana, you know, grapefruit, you know, figs and all that stuff. That stuff look good. You know, from my understanding, a basket of summer fruit, according to God's interpretation, is supposed to be from summer, spring, autumn, winter, summer, spring, autumn, winter, summer. He said, y'all like a basket from summer fruit. I guess some of them may have gotten a little bit happy until he told them what he thought about this summer fruit. And he told them, I ain't going to pass by you no more. This is it. I'm stopping here and I'm going to get you. Now, summer fruit is supposed to, according to God's interpretation, it's supposed to last from summer to winter. In other words, this summer fruit is supposed to be sweet and pleasant all year round. Remember when Jesus walked to Bethel, and the Bible says that he was hungry and he saw this fig tree afar off. He said he was hungry. He saw this tree fall off on it. Jesus cursed that tree. And the Bible said no fruit. What am I trying to tell you about this basket of summer fruit? All the time. You're supposed to have something hanging off of your tree all the time. got the fruit that he's looking for, you're going to be in trouble. That's what God is saying. He said, look, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't even nice to look at some of them on the outside, but they ain't no good on the inside. Have you ever picked up your good old biting that thing? Ooh, man, the summer fruit ain't fit for nothing. That's why Jesus said they, because in the winter, we know bitter, cold. In the wintertime, God, because you're going to meet some harsh, bitter, cold-hearted folk, and you still supposed to bear that fruit. God ain't looking for, you can run a lap, how loud I can clap, because I can clap loud. God ain't looking for fruit of the Spirit. God is looking for some love. He's looking for some rough. He's looking for you to have patience, long-suffering, when somebody's elections get you. I don't like him. Oh, you know, he just ain't no good. Said, look, you're always supposed to have. How do you know your time? How do you know that in the summertime you supposed? Only God knows the time and the season of life. It's time for the church to get right. That's why Paul said, look, it's time for a word, but you got to be instant in. When this person come to you and get on your last, you got to be instant temperaments. It's got to come just like that. Because when Jesus came up on that fig tree, that tree should have instantly bear some fruit. It should have. Yes. It should have had a fig instantly. If it ain't number one fig, it should. The master's here. The Savior said, I got to bear some fruit. Good. Huh? Because I almost fell into it at work. Sharing it with the brother. They were doing me wrong. My wife was mad. Where is such and such and such? You ought to tell such and such and such. They put me, I volunteered in this position. But this man left. But he said he left a word. But his word, I guess, wasn't good enough. And so, long story short, I couldn't get out of this position. Everybody making fun of me, looking at me, talking crazy about, man, that's what you get, and yada, 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 yada. And I'm starting to get a little upset. I'm starting breathing. I come in, I'm hot. One lady said, Al, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I said, what's my sin? Like something wrong? I said, Lord. I said, forgive me. I said, I'm fine. I'm starting wearing this bitter look. And I'm supposed to have some fruit. You know, these are the people that come in, they call me. They ain't say, they call me, Brother Al, we need you to pray for so-and-so, so-and-so, mama. We need you to pray for so-and-so. And I'm getting bitter. And so, I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm supposed to maintain my integrity. I'm supposed to keep my head up. I'm supposed to be looking like everything is okay when everything ain't okay. You know, I'm supposed to have that look. It's good when you come into church or when you come around people and things are falling all apart around you. You're losing loved ones. You know, you're getting in, you know, you're trying to get out of debt. It's good to come in the presence of people with a smile. It is. I found that out. It's good to always smile. And yes, sometimes you do be bleeding on the inside. But only God can heal that hurt. That's right. Only God can mend the broken heart. And so I said, well, you know what? Lord, you got to help me now because they really getting to me. I come in another day. Say, well, who's going to be my partner? Well, I guess Mr. D's. And before I knew it, I said, oh, no, y'all got to do something different. I said, no, I ain't doing it. They're like, well, he said he ain't doing it. And by this time, the big man that I had talked to, he said, man, I wish you had to talk to me a long time ago. Because, in so many words, your union rep that's supposed to be representing you, he's supposed to be repping you, he told me to leave things as it was. And I said, what? You got to be kidding me. You know, he told you to leave me out there like that. And then he telling me one thing and here this man telling me another. I said, well, I'm just telling you now. The seniority that I have, I shouldn't be here. I volunteered to help out, not this individual, but I changed it around. The Lord had me to change it around. I said, I did it to help the company. It wasn't about the individual. It was about the company. I'm the face of the water company. He's the face of the water company. The water company said they need some help. I said, I'll help. Everybody else wasn't going to help. I said, but it's not right for me to stay where I am. I said, I understand y'all got stuff brewing in the oven. I said, but you know what? I don't know how long it's going to take for it to get done. I don't want to stay there alone. You know, I don't want to stay there. It could be a 2 years, 3 years. I said, man, look, I don't want to stay there. I don't know how long y'all got this thing going on. And he said, let me tell you what. He said, I'll be right back. When he got my supervisor, he said, as of today, Al D's is off two-man crew and is no longer to be used on the two-man crew. I said, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just told him, I said, you know what? I hope that I wasn't making a big stink about it. You know, I said, but my mama told me a closed mouth won't get fed. And I was just hungry at the time. So I had to open up my mouth. You know, you got to say something sometimes. The enemy will try to jump on you, though, and make you think that you're supposed to be, you know, doing. No, I said, no, Lord, this ain't right. You know, this just, I can say something without getting, you know, getting in trouble without having to repent. He said, man, I wish you had said something to me a long time ago. He said, this, you would have been off to, man. And I'm thinking, Lord. So it's a time and a season for everything. It's a time to be quiet. But that wasn't the time for me to be quiet because I held my peace long enough. And as long as I held my peace, that enemy was just going to drive me, drive me, drive me every day. He ain't said nothing yet. He's going to drive me and drive me, drive. God is saying we're supposed to be instant in and out of season. So every time that I came or you come into a situation, you're supposed to be instantly bearing some fruit. When the master come, you better have some fruit. Jesus is coming back soon. We better have some fruit. And you know what? One of those fruits that he's looking for, he said, when I return, will I find peace? Will I find temperaments? Will I find holiness? He said, when I return, will I find faith? God is looking for some people that's going to believe him. I don't care what the enemy is doing to you out there. I don't care what he is saying. I don't care what he's got brewing. We just got to stand in faith. We can't let nothing separate us from the love of God. We can't be this basket of summer fruit that God is talking about. We can't be bitter on the inside. We can't look good on the outside. You know, we come in, y'all come in, we be sharp. Pastor coming sharp today. You know? But God ain't interested in what you got on. This coming off. One day this gonna come off. You can walk in here every time we come together with your pomp and your splendor. Looking good. But God is making sure that there's something inside of you that's even better. Huh? He's looking for something that's sweeter than an apple. He's looking for something sweeter than one of those cuties. And them things are sweet. God is looking for the perfect fruit. He's looking for good fruit. He's looking for some faith. And we got to have faith in this last day. Paul said, look, we got to know those that labor among us. You just can't let nobody come and tell you no anything. The man of God came and told Israel, he gave him a warning and said, listen here. This is what thus and thus the Lord said. God said, everybody that need a miracle, come up front. Thank God that everybody obeyed. And I believe everybody that obeyed is going to get their miracle. Yeah. God come to warn us. He come to stir us up. But God don't want to see us lost, saints of God. He don't want to see us lost. And don't think that because we were grafted in, we were let in by mercy and by grace, that you can't be cut off. Because he said, if he spared not Israel. He spared not the natural branches. He cut them off. God finna start cutting some folk off around here. He can start cutting some people off. But the Bible says that in Leviticus 26, that when I cut off your supply of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in a single oven and dole out your bread by weight, so that you will eat and be not satisfied. Amos also told him, said, look, there is coming a time in our life. It hit them. It's going to hit us too. Don't think that we ain't going to get away. Don't think that you ain't going to be persecuted. If you ain't dead in Christ, then you ain't going to be persecuted. But you, these last days, you going to go through. You're going to be touched, tempted by the enemy. You're going to have to stand just like they did. If he said there is no difference between the Jew nor the Gentile, he meant just that. He meant it exactly that. He said it's going to get so bad. And people don't think it's going to get so bad around here in America because we got so much. They don't think it's going to get so bad. We got a whole lot. The shelves are full in Walmart, Amazon. You look at their factories, probably bigger than all of this land around here. It's full. But God can bring up some grasshoppers. He can raise up a nation. He come and take all that stuff from you. In fact, he said it's going to get so bad that it's going to be 10 women shall break bread. Now, I don't know about in y'all house. Can't 10 women cook in our oven? Because when my wife cook, the oven is full. He said it's going to get so bad to where it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 women use that same oven at one time. That's how bad it's going to get. Can you imagine? I can't imagine that. It's going to get that bad to where then they're going to have to, Brother Bruce, here's your portion. It's your portion. It's your portion. You're going to be eating, but you ain't going to be satisfied. Because you're going to be missing one main ingredient. Amos said it's going to be a famine, not of bread and water, but of the word of God. Folk ain't going to know how to live. People don't know how to live right now. Because they got all these different words out there that they contending with. And we as the church, we won't stand up against it. Well, God is love. I'm sorry. I had to tell on myself. I'm one of those ones that will stand up in a heartbeat. It's wrong. It's not right. Well, I don't believe if you are worshiping this way, I don't believe you're going to heaven. I don't believe that you're serving Jesus. You might believe in him. You believe in God too. But you ain't living for him. If you ain't praying to this Jesus that I'm praying to, this one that went through, hung on the cross, died, hung, bled, got pierced in the side. If you ain't praying to him, then I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you false hope. You ain't going nowhere. And I like what somebody said. I ain't going to call their name. It just tickled me and I've been using it. Those people that are sitting down in this purgatory, wherever that is, I don't know. Somebody said, well, how do you know that they're going to pray for you? They don't even like you. Who going to pray for you? And I thought, ain't that the truth? Boy, if you got some enemies, you think somebody's going to pray you out of ain't no purgatory. This train is a clean train. Boy, you got to get on the morning train. The evening train may be too late. It may not be too late because we don't understand the scriptures right now. But you know what? I want the morning train. When he come, I want to go with him. I don't want to be left behind. Huh? I do not want it. No. You better get your ticket for the morning train. They ain't for sale. They already been paid for. They free. All you got to do is ask for it. Jesus, I want to go with you. Lord, I want to make you my Lord and my Savior. I want you to be Lord over my life. I want you to come into my heart, Jesus. That's the only way you're going to get to where Jesus is, to stay. You're going to stand before, but I want to stay with him. He said it's going to get so bad that he's going to cut off that whole staff of bread. to where the 10 women going to be using water, using that one oven. That whole staff means the way of life, the main source of food. And remember he said that I ain't got no famine of bread and water. That whole way of life, that main source of food. Now, we know we got to have a source of food on a daily basis to survive. My sister, she's got some stuff for us that we're going to try. You know, you got to have that vegetables, and you got to have, I didn't know I had to have fat to stay warm. I did not know that. I said, well, no wonder my feet are always cold. I need some more fat. You know, how do I get some fat? You know, Lord, you know. But he said that broken staff of bread is that way of life, that main source of food that you eat routinely. You know, we put all kind of junk in our bodies and we expect for it to operate and be healthy and do right. But that ain't the right thing. Jesus says, I'm the way. He's the main way. He's that staff. He's that daily bread that you're supposed to get on a daily basis. On a daily basis. You got to have it in order to survive. That's why he said, man shall not live by the bread alone. You can have your piece or portion here today, but if you ain't got the word of God, you ain't living an abundant life. You cannot have abundant life and have 10 loaves or 5 loaves or Walmart bread or whatever kind of bread you eat. You can have your freezer full of meat. But if you ain't got the word of God, you're not living abundant life. Huh? This word is never failing. This word is going to bring you some healing in your body. This word is going to build your faith up. This word is going to see you through your hard times. When you get through eating that loaf of bread, that good old chicken, you're still going to be hungry. You still ain't got no abundant life. You still missing something. We got to have this bread to survive. That's why we need it every day, so we can get a piece of by his stripes I'm healed, or a slice of I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. God is looking for the fruit that we're supposed to bear. But he also told me, saints of God, that in Isaiah 3:10, through all of this, all this trouble, I know I've been preaching nothing but trouble, trouble, trouble. Brother Al is trouble, trouble, trouble. When he preach, he gonna preach trouble, y'all. Here he come. But he told me to tell you in Isaiah 3:10, he said, but say to the righteous that it shall be well with him. They shall eat the fruit of their doings. Saints of God, only way that we're righteous if we believe God. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Saints of God, it's going to be well with you if you are right with God. You ain't got to worry about all of this stuff that's going, this coronavirus. They're trying to sneak over here and they saying we gave it to them and they ain't giving it to us. It don't make no difference who did it, but it's out there. We ain't got to worry about the coronavirus. We ain't got to worry about begging and asking nobody for nothing. It's going to be well with you. It's going to be well in your body. It's going to be well in your soul. It's going to be well with your family. It's going to be well with your daughters. It's going to be well with your son. God said it's going to be well to the righteous. It's well with us, saints of God. We ain't got to worry about what's coming up on this earth. Paul said, don't be shaken by letter or word from us. Don't be shaken. If you're standing on the word of God, that's the only thing that's going to be left standing. So you better stand on the word. You better stand on the rock. It's unshakable. It's unmovable. It's unstoppable. God's word is true. And it lasts. It's going to be the last thing standing. If you're standing on it, you're going to be standing right with it. So you got to worry about what's going on down. It's well with your church. It's well in your soul. It's well with you, Brother Ronnie. It's well. It's showing up well. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, but through unbelief, he was strong in faith. You got to be strong in faith. I know it's getting hard around here for a lot of folk. Pockets ain't jangling no more. Back pocket ain't bulging like it used to be. Huh? But God still wants you to bear that fruit. God still wants you to bear. You got to have faith in God. We got to believe God in spite of whatever happens. Because God knows them that trust him. Are you trusting God? I'm trusting God. You trusting God this morning? Come on. God is telling us, saints, that time is winding up. We've been hearing it for the longest, for years. The end is near. The end is nearer than we think. It's closer than we can feel. It's closer than what God can tell you. We are on the brink of finna go through. If God didn't spare Israel, and they still going through, don't think that we gonna get away. We can't get away. God has just been so merciful to us. Well, I'm understanding you've seen over 200 years we lasted, and God is still long suffering with us. It's time for God to break out the rod. It's time for God to do it. And you know what? I want him to do it. I always pray. I pray, Lord, bring forth your judgment. That may not be something that y'all pray, but I pray. Because he said it. We got to pray for God's judgment. Because we can't find no righteous down here. Ain't nothing working for us. In the White House. In the courthouse. You know, churches are doing the best that they can. Churches in Ferguson, they're forming an alliance trying to do something to stop the crime. You know, they got the chalkboard up. They got everything. But, man, it's going to take some turning back. It's going to take some repenting. It's going to take some, Lord, I'm sorry. If you didn't do it, I'm sorry for my brother for doing it. You know, it's going to take some turning back, getting back to God, for God to turn this thing around. And God can turn this thing around because he said, if my people now, which are called by my name, he's looking for his people. He ain't looking for the world. God gonna always, in the worst time, find a righteous people to be a blessing to. But if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, not be saying, I didn't do it, God, so I ain't got to be repenting. I didn't do nothing. No. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways. I know y'all ain't got no wicked way. Lord, help me in my wicked ways. Search this old wicked heart of mine, Father. Turn me, Lord. You see the way that I've been going. You see the way that the flesh want to pull me. Turn from their wicked ways. Seek his face and pray. And he will do just what he say. He will heal this land. He wouldn't have put it in there. It would have stopped somewhere else. God wants to heal the land. He wants to heal your land. He wants to heal your land. God wants to heal. He's standing there. He says he's tired of the people healing his people slightly. Put a dab on it. You know, put a band-aid on. They come back in line again for the same thing. God want to make you whole. He want to make you brand new. When God touches something, when God get in it, all the way in it, God is going to leave nothing undone. It's going to be finished. Just like he said on the cross, it's finished. My work is done. I'm finished. My work is done. Saints of God, let us be the fruit that God is looking for. God ain't looking for just any old summer fruit. God looking for a fruit that's going to be everlasting. You got to have everlasting fruit. You know, yeah, we got to know how to love one another too. We got to know how to love the world. Love the world ain't just letting them go by and not telling them what they need to hear. Love the world is telling them the truth. And when you tell them the truth, sometimes they're going to look at you and they're going to spit in your face. They will spit in your face. Huh? They're going to talk about you. But you got to tell them the truth. You got to wash yourself, sanctify yourself. Wash your hands and make sure that you have done what God has told you to do. I've done my best this morning, Father. I've done what you have given me to say. God has said, no longer, I will not pass them by. He ain't passing us by no more, y'all. He gonna stop in the churches. Churches are not right. God gonna get them churches right. People ain't right. God gonna get them right. I want them to stop by. We can only see so much of what we're doing and what we're not doing. But God sees way ahead. He sees so much more. And God want us right. That's the only way we're going to get to the promised land. We got to get it right. And I ain't saying that, you know, I'm not fussing. I'm not the pastor. That's your job. You know, but we got to get things right. You know, and I ask you all to pray for me. Things that I desire to do, and I'm at the crossroad. I need to go right. Things that I want to do, but it's not going to help the body of Christ. These things that come to me is always sometimes self-gratification. But then over here on the right, things I really desire to do for God. But there's a war. There's a war. Because you can listen to the world so much, and you find yourself following the world. You got to put that over here. You got to do this like that. Got to do this like that. I ain't supposed to be doing that, Lord. I know I'm supposed to do right by my finances, but I'm not supposed to be trying to store up all of this stuff. Riches will moth eat up. Rust corrupt. Thieves break in and steal. You know, I mean, you can't help but think about it for your family. But there's some things that I really desire to do right here that I said, Lord, I'm going to keep doing it until you bless me. Until you make a way for me. Because God, I know he's going to make a way for us. Stand to your feet. I'm finished. He's not passing by us, saints. I'll read it again. I will not again pass by them anymore. They ain't talking about Israel. We are Israel. He's not going to pass by us. He's going to stop by. But also to the righteous, it shall be well with you. Anybody need prayer this morning? We're touching agree. I would like for us to pray for my granddaughter, Amora. I don't know where she took off to. She's got an earache. She's been back there all through the service, just holding her ear. And I went back there when my wife was testifying. I laid my hands on her. I prayed for her, but like for us, if she's not here, for us to join together and pray for her. Anybody else? We don't want you looking like summer fruit. We want you to be summer fruit. We want your heart to be right. This is a chance to get your heart right with God. Come on, Amara. No, not that one. Put that down. Get up there. I'm going to pray for you. Go up there. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amara, what ear hurt? Right ear. Still hurting now?